Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman, starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. For Captain Povey, there's no such thing as a good day or a bad day. They're all equally ghastly. Well, this is inevitable.
Get it? Where were you?
Out and about, sir. Out and about.
It's no exception. In fact, it started disastrously already. In his innocence, Captain Povey is sure that this time CPO Pertwee has no answer to the accusation that the previous evening, the chief once again pinched the lead from the roof of the Admiral's office. Well, you'd think that by now he'd know CPO Pertwee better.
Well, Chief, do you still deny that it was you that was seen on the roof of the Admiral's office at 10:20 last night?
No, sir. I don't deny it.
What? He definitely said he did not deny.
Possibly, sir, but there's a catch. He didn't admit it either.
Thank you, sir. I was about to say that I don't deny it if that's what you choose to think of me.
One hardly has the heart to defend oneself when one is accused by those one thought knew one better than to believe that one would engage in such a nefarious activity.
Oh, dear, he's off.
Especially, sir, when at the time mentioned, one had taken enormous trouble to provide oneself with a flaming good alibi.
Yes, I'll bet it's absolutely cast iron.
Or lead covered.
All right, Chief, let's hear it. Where were you?
Out and about, sir. Out and about. It so happens that exactly 10:20, I was in the bar of the Popple's Head sipping my usual lime juice and soda. When I inadvertently knocked over another mariner's pint of beer, and he said, amongst other things, oh, look, it's 10:20. So we all did, sir, and it was. Fortunately, I was even able to confirm it with Charlie when I was getting a hot dog from his stand in the ice cream. Fancy you being here at 10:20, he said. Which was a bit of luck. That meant I was just in time for the end of the big film, see? So I took my seat in the circle and I said to the ice cream girl, is it 10:20 yet? And she said, oh, yes, sir, the bottle. Now, if you want to know what the picture was about, I can tell you, because I discussed the plot with the Lady Mary since we strolled around the exhibition of Basket Rush and Raffia work. All some lovely things they got there, too. There was a clock there all set in wicker work. Now, I noticed it particularly because it said 10:20. Now, just at the exact moment when the conductor lifted his baton to start the symphony concert at the Town Hall, Beethoven's Fifth it was, lovely piece, one of his best, you could have heard a pin drop, and then one did. Boom. Yeah, it was the Town Hall clock.
Oh, well, if that...
And if you think that meant it was half past, you're wrong, because we all know the Town Hall clock is 10 minutes fast. And the barmaid, the Black Swan, can prove it, because she shouted, last orders, please, as she always does, at exactly 10:20, sir.
That's his best ever. Don't you agree, Mr. Phillips?
Well, I'm not sure. I got left at Charlie's hot dog stand.
I presume you can prove you were at all these places?
Certainly, sir. I've got 16 relatives who were with me the whole time.
16, Chief?
Yes, sir. That lead was perishing heavy.
Yeah. But please take care out of my office, the lock. Mark my words, Pertwee. One of these days, somehow or other, I'll catch up with you. And when I do, I'll have you off your ship, out of the flotilla, out of the Navy, out of the country, and if possible, out of this world.
Aye, aye, sir. But not today, sir, eh, sir?
Out, out, out! Move!
We live out.
It's not fair. It's just not fair. Now what? Come in.
Ah, I'm glad you're in, sir, because we wanted a quick word like
that. Seaman Goldstein, what the place is to you, what?
Well, I thought everybody knew that by now. Promotion, of course.
Don't see... I'll...
She's here.
Keep you two...
Who's here? My Aunt Morpeth, of course.
Oh, good. Wait.
Come on in, Auntie. Sir's here and dying to meet you again.
No, wait.
Your times have waited quite long enough. Now, what I want to know is, and I want an answer because I've come all the way from the glorious land of Wales to get one, when is my Taffy going to be a petty officer?
Yes, quite. However, you must realize, madam, that I can hardly discuss...
Maybe not, but I can. Now, when does he start? I'll pay for his new uniform, proper dapper he'll look. Heaven's the maid to measure, runs him up a treat.
Now, don't rush Captain Bach, Auntie.
Leading Seaman Goldstein cannot be made a petty officer until there is a vacancy for a petty officer. And unless Tutbridge loses a petty officer for some reason,
Sir?
Goldstein, what did I just say?
That you said if Troutbridge was to lose a petty officer, sir.
Did I? Well, I meant a chief petty officer.
Ah. Well, that's not likely to happen, is it, sir?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if C.P.O. Pertwee were found to be unfit and prematurely discharged because of ill health, or possibly caught red-handed in some misdemeanor, well... do I make myself clear?
Positively crystal, sir.
What's your man talking about,
sir? Never you mind, Auntie. Just you get on to Evans, the maid, to measure uniforms while you wait. Give him my measurements and tell him to start fiddling.
That's more like it. But while I'm here, I may as well warn you, Captain Bach. If he don't get his promotion, I'm going to buy our Tuffy out. And see he gets a good job at the pithead.
Oh, no, Auntie.
Oh, it's a good Welsh tongue, Taff, Auntie Chucky.
Madam, would you?
Now, come along, Taffy. I've finished with him for the time being.
Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Morning, sir. Phil Lieutenant's reports of...
Don't bother. I know the face.
A ship ready for inspection, sir.
You're joking, of course. But we can always try.
Well, I gave the ship's company plenty of warning that we were coming, sir.
Oh, so that's what it was.
What? You were saying, sir?
No, it was just that I was kept awake half the night listening to the gentle patter of sailors' boots taking the smuggle ashore to a safer hiding place.
Well, I know what you mean, sir. The trouble is that you'll be kept awake again tonight as they bring it all back.
Yes, quite. Oh, well, may as well get started, I suppose. Except, oh, morning, Chief. Everything ready for inspection?
Well, as near as I am, so, sir.
We'll start with the engine room.
Oh, I said, after you down the companionway, sir.
Right. Well, come along, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, come on, Mr. Phillips.
No. Now, just a minute. I just noticed you went down facing forwards. I always climb down facing backwards. Is it easier your way?
Well, try it, sir.
Oh, right. Try it. Stop.
No, sir, it isn't.
I think I bruised my knee.
That's strange. Your knee didn't appear to be what you landed on from where I was watching.
Yes, oh, very funny, yes. I bruised that as well, actually.
Well, when we get to my quarters, sir, I'll let you have some liniment.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I'll put that on my quarters.
Right, sir. Come along, hop along, catastrophe. Must get this inspection started. Let's hope Lieutenant Queeg is in.
Ah, good morning, milkman. 3 pints, please. Thank you. Oh, it's you, sir. There was a peak cap that confused me. How extremely kind of you to drop in, though.
I was the one that dropped in, actually. Yes. From a great height.
Oh, is that what the bang was? I thought we'd lost a bearing or whatever it is that happens to these engines. Or whatever they are down here. There was something you wanted, a ticket.
No, Mr. Queeg, I'm just inspecting the ship, and we thought we'd start with the engine room.
Oh, capital idea, sir. Capital idea. It's more than fortunate that you picked this morning for your inspection.
Really? Why?
Well, it's one of those rare days when the lad who knows all about the mechanical gubbins or whatever they are is actually here.
Lummy. Do you mean he's feeling all right this morning?
Well, it's quite a novelty, I admit. But yesterday's bismuth seems to have steadied him down long enough to stay here too well. Wasn't worth him coming back, really, was it? Now, that was entirely his own fault. I warned him about having second helpings before.
Right, Mr. Queeg, if you don't mind, I think we'd better move on elsewhere rather sharply.
An expression frequently used by the lad, though, yes.
Yes, quite. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Queeg. Good morning.
Oh, I take it you're off, then. Oh, but could I ask you to do the lad a wee favor and leave the door open as you go? Adds a great deal to the little chap's peace of mind if he's confident that he can get from where he is to wherever he has to keep going without any undue delay or hindrance. I mean, one stiff door handle can present him with a very real problem, I can assure you.
Yes, I can imagine.
Where to next, Mr. Murray, sir? I thought the WT room, or possibly...
No, I think we'll inspect your quarters next, Chief.
The galley... My quarters?
Yes, please.
But whatever for, sir? You know my quarters are always a model of what every mariner's home from home should be.
Yeah, well, they probably are today. You've had 3 days' warning and the whole night to ship surplus novelties ashore.
Yes, I know. I thought we'd have... Oh, yes. Oh, I'll be whimsical, I'm sure.
It wasn't last night. Your quarters, please, Chief.
Oh, I said, if you insist. This way, sir. This way, sir. The door's not locked.
For once?
No sentries outside, either.
You'll find everything spick and span, and a shame and example to the rest of the ship.
What the blazes?
Lummy. Steptoe and Son's junkyard.
Yes, or the Gosport Corporation's refuse dump. After it had been blown up. Pertwee, is this supposed to be some sort of joke?
I? Well, what's the matter with... Ah! It's gang warfare. My drum's been turned over. Pertwee's pad has been pulverized. Who did it? Who did it? That's what I want to know. Who did it? That's what I want to know. Who did it all of this year for Buckley?
I've never seen such a mess. Look at it. You usually leave your dirty socks and beer bottles all over the deck.
And since when do petty officers use their sea boots as ashtrays?
What about your bunk? It looks like a relief map of the Alps.
Oh, I'm not surprised, sir. It's full of old baked bean tins and empty gin bottles.
Why do you sleep on that lot? It must make a terrible din when you turn over.
I've never in my life...
I say, sir, look at this.
What?
Written in toothpaste on his shaving mirror. Number one is a...
Well, Chief... Number one is a what?
I don't know, sir, but I'm very grateful the tube ran out.
Really? Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, I take a very serious view of this. I shall postpone the rest of the inspection for 1 hour. During that time, you'll clear up this mess to my complete satisfaction, or I'll have you up in front of Captain Purvey in the morning.
Yes, but sir...
But not on the word, Chief. And whilst you're about it, I shall also want an explanation as to why you've got those 6 kit bags stowed by your locker instead of the usual...
That you got in them anyway. They're as heavy as...
They are full of lead. Pertwee,
I've never seen it before in my life, sir.
Oh, I have. On the Admiral's roof.
It's a lie, sir. It's a lie. I've been framed. It's a carve-up. It says someone's given Pertwee a right going over and a proper sort-out. I've never seen that lead before. In any case, I spent half the night tacking it behind number 10 warehouse. No, I'm...
You have 1 hour, Chief. 1 hour.
I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. Set him up beautiful, I had. Pity that toothpaste tube ran out, mind. Because what I'd thought of for the last word should have had him in the rattle for about 10 years.
You know what you are, Taffy? You're a rotten. Hmm? And a Welsh rotten at that. English rottens are rotten enough, but Welsh rottens are the rottenest of all rottens.
Oh, never mind that.
And you're the rottenest of all the Welsh rotten, so that makes you King Rotten.
Oh, shut up.
Of Cardiff.
Look, so whose side are you on anyway? I told you, when I get to be a petty officer, I use my new power to get you made a leading seaman. What's more, when we get home rule for Wales, I'll see to it that you become a naturalised Welsh without delay.
I don't want to be a naturalised Welsh. What would I look like sitting on my high Stedford eating Welsh rabbit and leek? Plucking at me Welsh harp and singing Land of Me Fathers with a daffodil stuck behind me ear.
Oh, you'd look lovely, Bach, and Irene would have been proud of you. Now, you're phase two of the campaign. From here on, wherever Chief Petty Officer Pertwee goes, or whatever he does, utter disaster is going to dog his size 12 boots. It's psychological warfare, you see.
I'm not happy. I'm not, you know. People have noticed it. I'm not happy.
Ah, well, neither am I. But if I don't get made up to petty officer a bit sharpish, Anne Morpeth will buy me out of the service and have me working back at the pit end. And to dodge that, I'd even go so far as to cut all the strings off the chief bard's harp.
How desperate can you be? Fair enough, then. Phase two.
To purchase of new dartboard, 37 shillings and 6 pence. To purchase of 3 darts for the purpose of projecting at dartboard and thereby giving the game some point, 9 shillings and 8 pence. To sticking plaster required by scorer for repairs in unmentionable places, 8 pence half penny. For damage to naval property by dart, which missed both dartboard and scorer, 14 pounds, 7 shillings, and 7 pence. Come in.
Are you in there, Cartwright?
Whoever is without, answer unto me. To me. Ah, Chief, I was just making up the welfare account. Excuse me one moment. Can relax.
Well, you needn't have bothered. I'm not here to make a takeover bid this time, Padre.
Oh, that is a relief. Much as the fund has been glad to advance you the fare to visit your dear white-haired old mother in Majorca in the past, her last illness practically cleaned us out.
Yes, well, this time I'm the one who needs help, Padre. I think I'm haunted.
I beg yours.
I'm haunted, sir. I mean, I'm haunted either that or I'm going round the twist. As you're the ship's welfare officer, I wondered if you could do a bit of welfare for me.
By all means, Chief. Now, what exactly seems to be the trouble?
Well, I wish I knew, sir. I mean, things keep happening to Pertwee that Pertwee didn't make happen. But they look like Pertwee made for it happen, and they keep happening to happen near Pertwee when Pertwee happens to be happening by at the time they happen. First, there was the way my quarters got turned over, sir. I mean, I know I'm a restless sleeper, but that was ridiculous. And after that, number one found all my kit in the sea boat, and he reckoned he'd just stopped me from deserting. And then when I'm all set to pipe the captain aboard this morning, I come to attention, put me bosun's pipe to me cake hole, and blow.
And guess what happened, sir?
I've no idea. Good gracious, what did the captain have to say about that?
Nothing, sir. Fortunately, it's Commander Bell, so he just saluted it.
Yes, he would. Nevertheless, Chief, we must persevere and put our thinking cap on in an effort to get you out of your dead stook.
Well, it's very kind, Padre, but you see...
Not at all, not at all. Now, we'll start by getting your evening pass, as it appears unto me that you are much better off the ship than on.
Well, thank you, sir. And at 6 to 4 when I get to the gate, the pass will be 3 weeks out of date.
Leave it to me, Chief. We can but try.
Yes, sir.
We can but try.
Well, Chief, do you still deny that it was you that was seen once again on the roof of the Admiral's office, from which yet another load of lead was stolen at 10:20 last night?
As a matter of fact, sir, I have got an alibi, but you never believe it.
Good, we won't bother to hear it. Well, now, as you know, I am a generous man. And taking into consideration all your years in the service, I have no wish to see you in serious trouble.
Aye?
So if you would just care to sign this form, which is your urgent application for a permanent draft overseas, I'll give it my immediate approval, and that will put an end to the whole matter.
It's a carve-up, that's what it is. I've been done down, round, left, right, centre, forward, sideways and upward.
Yes, I think you have. Pity.
Not so flaming fast, sir. Pertwee's not finished yet. I demand the right to be heard. I've got an alibi and someone's going to hear it.
Oh, very well, if you insist. Where were you when the Admiral's second lot of lead roof was stolen?
Well, as long as you all promised not to spread it about, I spent the evening at the Gosport and Avant Ladies Sewing Guild Bazaar and Social Evening.
Beg your pardon?
I? With a friend. And at exactly 10:20, we won the Star Bingo Prize. It was a set of hand-crocheted doilies and dinner mats.
Lucky old you. Still, it could have been worse. It might have been a hand-knitted petticoat.
That was the second prize, sir. We won that, too.
Oh, lovely. Bags, I'm first for borrows in the winter.
Gentlemen, please. CPO Pertwee, I trust you realize that I don't believe a word.
Well, if you won't believe me, sir, perhaps you'll believe my friend.
And what disreputable, broken-down camp have you got to lie his head off for you this time?
The Padre, sir. What? And he was with me for the entire evening, from 7:30 until we got back to the ship at 23:39.
Aye. Lummy, it must be catching.
Get out, the lot of you out!
I was wondering just how much longer you were going to be in there. Han Morpeth and I have been waiting for ages.
Go see, what are you doing here?
I come to see about my advancement, of course.
And I'm here to see he gets it.
I don't know anything about this.
No, well, you wouldn't. We decided to bypass you, see. That's why I came down here in the first place. Had a lovely chat with the Captain Bach. Reckon it would take about a week to create a vacancy.
Create a vacancy? Now, look here, wait a minute. I think something's beginning to add up. There's been a leak in Pertwee security. And a dirty great Welsh leak at that. Oh, yes. I've got it now.
Well, I haven't. What's everybody talking about? I mean, before Goldstein could be made a petty officer aboard Troutbridge, some other petty officer would have to leave the ship's company through ill health or through committing a series of... Yes, it does begin to add up, doesn't it?
Amazing how you catch up in the end.
I'm not just a pretty face, you know.
No, you're not.
Well, we can't stand here all day in your boat, huh?
Right, this won't take long, Auntie.
Get out!
Well, it didn't, did it?
No, it didn't, you double-crossing, two-timing apology for a Welsh goat. But what I have in mind for you, as soon as we get back to the ship, certainly flaming well will.
What's going on? Is something wrong, Tuff?
I'm afraid there is, madam. CPO Pertwee's been cleared of all charges, so there's still no vacancy for an advancement.
Oh, well, that settles it. I threatened to do it when I came, and now I will. Where's the cash desk? I'm going to buy him out of the service.
I think you might find he'll come a bit expensive, madam.
Expense is no object when it comes to preserving the honour of the fair land of Wales. How much?
Well, I'm not sure, but after 8 years' service, it could well be about £100.
I don't care if it's £1,000. It's the principle of how much.
£100.
Right, they can keep you for another year. After another 12 months wear and tear, you might come a bit cheaper.
But Auntie,
tap, can't stop now. I missed the day excursion home. Don't forget to write off.
Right, now then, permission to carry on, Mr. Murray, sir?
I doubt if anyone could stop you.
Carry on, Chief. Leading seaman ghost.
No. How would it be if I apologize?
About time!
I'd rather not.
About time! Oh. Quick, hard!
What happened was all Aunt Morpheus and Thundergut's idea.
Well, what happens now is going to be all mine. Test run!
Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray and John Pertwee have been undergoing the trials and tribulations of life in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie One. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Aunt Morpeth was Heather Chasen, Happy Goldstein was Tenny Evans, Lieutenant Queeg was Ronnie Barker, and the Padre was played by Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.